recent ORIC publications indicate that there's been significant improvement in business and government outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations. The evidence supports that there's strength in the Indigenous corporate governance sector, and this is reflective of the good work that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations are doing around the country.
So, and this is reflected in the number of corporations that have registered, according to your latest publications. So it's a jump. Can you give us an idea of an idea of how strong you're going and how strong the Indigenous business community is going?
Yeah. So there's approximately 2,900 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations registered under the CATSI Act. In the last 9 years, and the top 500 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations have collectively experienced dramatic growth. For example, revenue has grown by 77% from $1.08 billion to $1.92 billion. Over the last nine years, average annual revenue growth has been 74.4%. Employment has grown by 86%, which is astounding, really, from 6,948 persons to 12,985 full-time equivalent positions. And the combined value of assets has grown by 121% from $1.08 billion to $2.4 billion. Yeah. So that's very pleasing results.
No, very good results. Most of the time, doubling from, multiplying by two, the rate of achievement. Yeah. And this is happening at the same time as the governance levels are improving dramatically.
Yeah, that is correct. For example, the last 7 years, reporting compliance has exceeded 95% in each of those years. And that's commensurate with international best practice in relation to reporting compliance.
Yeah, and what people might not know when you say this is now Indigenous corporations are less likely to actually fold, this is according to the reports that we receive, compared to non-Indigenous businesses, which
yeah,
is quite an achievement.
That is correct. That is a highlight for 2016-17, which gives us evidence that the corporate failure rate is less than mainstream. In 2016-17, no liquidator, receiver or voluntary administrator was appointed to any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporation, which is a good result.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good result because it says, generally businesses go broke within the first 5 years of operation, yet Indigenous corporations are just powering on, getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's really important because Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations are a very unique corporate identity, as a majority of the directors and members are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And majority of these directors do that job voluntarily. They run large commercial enterprises and often provide essential services to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. So communities are benefiting by having Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations that are well run with good governance standards.
And these people go there voluntarily just to help. That's how committed they are.
That's correct. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations provide really important services, and they operate in the health and community services sector, employment, training, land management and education. So they are providing very important services to many communities operating in both regional and remote Australia.
Yeah. And what do you attribute, besides you've just mentioned those leaders or, mentors, I would call them, who go and volunteer their time to help others grow. Besides that, what's the secret behind this success as an organization? What do you do to help build capacity and help these organizations grow?
Yeah, I think some of these results also reflect some of the important work that the Office of the Registrar of Indigenous Corporations does in supporting corporations. We have offices all around the country, providing local services. We offer a range of support services, including Law Help, for example, which is a pro bono legal advice service.
Yeah.
We assist corporations with recruitment of senior positions. We assist corporations appoint independent directors, and we support a range of training programs and support services to corporations from the point in time they register with ORIC and under the CATSI Act.
And are those trainings and other services free? Like the people go and volunteer their time, or
correct,
someone
correct.
Has to pay a small fee for the...
No, correct. All our services that I've just mentioned are free of charge. And another really important statistic is that over 50% of staff who work within the Office of the Registrar of Indigenous Corporations are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So we know the business, and we offer a unique service.
And a service that's for the people, by the people themselves.
Correct,
That's how governance should be, self-governance, actually. It's a very good example of how self-governance works.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
The outgoing chairman, Anthony Bevan, is going after 10 years at the helm. You are the second in charge. Will you be taking over the role?
I'm the Deputy Registrar of Indigenous Corporations. The Honourable Nigel Scullion, the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, is currently looking at an appointment to the Registrar position.
Yeah, well, you've been doing a very good job alongside Anthony Bevan. I hope you get confirmed in that role yourself.
Because
what we hear, the team has been doing really a wonderful job, doubling capacity and really helping the community grow, the business community, corporations grow. It's a wonderful achievement.
Very much a team effort. The staff here at ORIC and around the country are committed to their role and are really keen to see Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander corporations succeed and continue to do work for their communities.
Yeah. Any message out there to the community before I let you go?
Keep doing the good work you're doing. You know, strong governance supports strong communities and strong corporations.